Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the President's Day Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border. I know the bulk mail center is not operating today, so the post office guys have the day off. UPS might, not sure. FedEx, I don't think so. I think FedEx is working. But a big shout-out to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel, as well as the jet fuel around, and, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers. And we're going to be saying hello to one in a minute here. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. Captain, put an S in the middle, America on the end of it. And we have our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, where if you cannot hear the show any other way, go right there to that website, and boom, you're there. All right, joining us right off the bat here from north of the city a ways, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
There they are. And let me see, what's the temperature right now? 60 degrees on one side of the building and 61 on the other. Okay, thanks, guys. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance,
To
the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice,
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed and founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Now, we're going to go right to the phone line because we do have one of our Amazon drivers on the phone line. It's Covington. So, Covington, whereabouts are you hiding tonight?
What am I doing?
No, where are you hiding? Yeah.
Oh, I'm sitting right here on 301. I'm fixing to go over to Lakeland, and I'm going to take a load down to preloaded trailer down to Miami, and then come back, and I'm done for the day.
All right, good.
So, but
good
big big shout out there to Denise Simon, and good morning, Captain. And
good morning.
Real quick, I'll get to my point.
Sure.
Also, I want to know when Denise wants to go trucking with me. You're welcome to go anytime you want. All right.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, but listen, Captain, that speech that Kamala Harris gave in Munich, where she said Russia's guilty of war crimes, that automatically is a declaration of war, and that makes us co-belligerents in that war, in that conflict. And it's all based on statements that Anthony Blinken made. But who is he? Who the hell is he to make that determination? This is a joke and a farce, and it has to stop. And this Steve Bannon says that the Russians fight a war of attrition when they fight a war, and I believe him wholeheartedly. And, you know, General Douglas McGregor, he's retired.
No, he's a colonel.
Basically,
Colonel.
Oh, Colonel, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he said basically everything that this president of Ukraine or Finland said,
yeah.
And also the president of the European Parliament. I mean, we're fighting a losing battle here, mm-hmm. and they don't even have enough ammunition.
Yep.
For Pete's sake. How can they be winning if we can't even supply them with the ammunition? I mean, Steve Bannon is spot on, and mm-hmm. I listen to him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, Richard Jefferies has said the same thing that these other two have said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no way we can win this war.
Got to have the beans and bullets.
It has to stop.
Yeah.
Huh?
Got to have the beans and bullets.
Yeah, we got to stop. I mean, they're going through 6,000 rounds a day. I mean,
yeah.
that's just ludicrous.
Yeah.
And we don't even have enough for them. So,
okay. Well,
we have to figure out a way to stop this, okay?
All right, thank you. Denise and I are going to talk about that, so you called. You must have read our minds. All right, have a great night. Okay, so Denise, he's talking about what you and I just talked about here a little while ago.
Well, understand something, that I would have a bet, put a dollar on the table, that we have special forces that are in Ukraine.
Yes.
We've got CIA that are in Ukraine.
Yes.
We are giving them as much intelligence, and that comes from several sources in Ukraine to prosecute this. So,
yes.
We are certainly giving them an awful lot of weaponry,
mm-hmm.
but if we'd given them the weaponry when Zelensky first asked for this, like almost a year ago,
right.
We wouldn't be where we are today.
Nope.
So, you know, I understand, I'm not a big fan of McGregor, by the way, but I understand Bannon, we can win this thing if we would do the right thing.
Sure.
And, Putin is, in fact, guilty of war crimes, and understand something, that about 7 or 8 months ago, the United States, along with several other countries, created a war crimes commission. And you've got members of the media and all kinds of media, not even necessarily United States media, that have been on the ground in Ukraine giving information to the war crimes commission.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more. We'll finish our conversation with this, but the Customs and Border Patrol are looking for volunteers. Where? On the northern border.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And I'll tell you what, folks, we are so privileged and honored to have you listening to us. We appreciate all the great mail, emails and the messages that we get. We try to answer all of them. Sometimes we don't see all of them. Sometimes they get blocked for whatever reason. But the ones that we can see, we will answer. I'll tell you that right now. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO, which is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. Now, they've been saving people money for over 85 years, and they currently insure over 26 million drivers. Now, your GEICO office or the GEICO website, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own. They'll cover, offer you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, which will lower the coverage there when you bundle it. And if you really want to save money, big money, bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your car or your truck, and you will save a big, big, big amount of money. Now, remember, the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, go over there. You can find out two things. Number one, where your local GEICO agent is and how to get a hold of them. Or they will give you a quote right there off that website. Whatever you want to do, that works for them. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and good morning again. And
Good morning.
The Customs and Border Patrol is now asking for volunteers on the northern border. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was about a year ago or so, they were actually taking people off the northern border and sending them south. So now the shoe's on the other foot, that they apparently need to put them back where they came from or get somebody up that way. How's that going to work?
Look, you know, nobody wants to take the job, period. Mm-hmm. You know, none of the Border Patrol are being supported by the Department of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also argue, you know, a lot of what is going on our southern border has to do with Mexico.
Right.
Failing to do what they necessarily need to do. Okay. But let's travel on up to the northern side, which is what your, you know,
right.
your issue is here.
Right.
And so where is Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Great
question.
You know, what's their gig? They're supposed to be at least a country that is not, you know, owned and operated by drug cartels. nonetheless, the Trudeau's, I mean, he's an idiot anyway, but I'd like to know what Canada is necessarily doing to control their own immigration issues. But it seems like they, too, could be a sanctuary country because remember, what, was it just 2 weeks ago that our immigrants out of New York, they were upset that,
yes.
with us, and so they decided to get on a
yep.
a bus or a plane,
mm-hmm.
and they flew to Canada, and then they said, whoa, we don't like it here. It's too cold.
It's too
so
cold.
We flew
and
back.
They didn't like the food either. They didn't like the food. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay, let's talk about little old Antonio Mayorkas, Mr. DHS. Now, I think we can all agree, anybody that's been listening to this program, that the guy's got to go, right?
Yes.
So, it turns out the Department of Homeland Security secretary is not only a serial liar, but he also appears to think that he has the authority to decide which U.S. laws he enforces and which ones he doesn't. Wow.
Well, that's been going on since day one.
Yep.
And that comes from the White House.
Yep.
Because the White House isn't doing it either. I would also argue the White House is not even complying to law when those decisions have come down from the Supreme Court.
Yep.
So we have and I mean, the Biden administration is being sued and has been sued many times. All right, but in some of these lawsuits, they won the cases. But if they still don't comply, then what?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are. Not only do we have ungoverned spaces now just manifesting themselves across the United States, certainly like at the border, that's ungoverned, both borders, ungoverned spaces.
Uh-huh.
But you've got cities that have become ungoverned spaces because of the lack of police. So, and we have a collapse of civil society. What about this cat that just blew up this poor police officer at Temple? Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Go look at his history. I mean, this kid, Miles Pfeiffer, comes from an elite family. the country's lawless because the Biden administration is lawless. That's where we are. So, you know, what happens? Well, poor citizens that just can't live with this kind of crime and stupidness anymore, they pack up and move. Well, where are they moving? Well, they're moving to Texas, moving to Tennessee, and then moving to Florida. That all sounds great until you live already in Texas, Tennessee, and Florida, and what's happening to real estate in those three? It's going through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you got DAs, you got mayors, you got governors, and you got a presidency. And this just shows you that for Biden to sign Susan Rice's executive order on advancing racial equity is not some place that the United States should be right now. We got other problems, but you know, this racial equity thing is causing problems, and I would argue they're causing problems in schools.
Yeah. That would make
sense. And in businesses, and in companies,
mm-hmm.
corporations.
Mm-hmm.
So for the Biden administration to concentrate on some of the things that they're concentrating on, the war on energy, the fossil fuels, going after DeSantis, you know, leaves a, give me a break. And equity, we're not in a good place.
Well, before I sent you something over the weekend that had popped up on Newsweek magazine. Did you get a chance to look at that?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. They just decided to hear it.
No, but they, I don't think anything's going to happen to that, but
no.
It appears as if they're going to at least reconsider the case to reinstate Trump, but it's going nowhere, I don't think.
No, absolutely not.
No. But in the meantime, something that is going somewhere is, once again, North Korea. They decided to fire a couple of more ballistic missiles off its east coast. And, of course, the sister of Kim Jong-un warned that the isolated and nuclear-armed state could turn the Pacific into a firing range. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Well, she's right, to be honest with you. She's right. I challenge everybody to kind of go back and revisit to see what the Far East looks like. Especially with China, you know, what they've done with the islands, the Senkakus and you know, all of that. Go take a look and just see how, I would say, fragile it all is. Now, you know, you've got Blinken, who, along with Kamala Harris, we talked about the war crimes thing with Russia, Putin.
Yep.
But it goes even further because now we've got China supplying Russia with weaponry and intelligence and non-lethal military support in order to fight the war in Ukraine.
Yep.
So I've mentioned that Ukraine is not only fighting Russia, but it's also fighting Iran because Iran's providing the drones to Russia to be used at Ukraine. And now we got China in the mix. So China's okay with just killing innocent people in Ukraine.
They've done it for years in their own country.
Well, so this tells you that when you got somebody like Tony Blinken, who's an idiot, you got Kamala Harris, who too is an idiot, and the worst idiot of them all. So I would argue, where is the leadership out of the Pentagon? Oh, never mind, because it's run by Austin. Or the National Security Council. It's a mess.
Okay, to be continued tomorrow morning. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you later.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. It's case closed for the People's Court. The Hollywood Reporter says a longtime small claims courtroom series with Judge Marilyn Million will be ending its run after its current season. Decision was made in part because of the challenging market in the daytime syndication landscape. Actor Tom Sizemore is reportedly in critical condition after suffering a brain aneurysm. TMZ is reporting the 61-year-old collapsed and was found unconscious around 2 o'clock yesterday morning. Sizemore's manager says his family is aware of the situation and are hoping for the best. The actor has starred in movies such as Saving Private Ryan, Natural Born Killers, and Black Hawk Down. More than 300,000 Starbucks vanilla Frappuccino drinks are being recalled, as according to the FDA, which says it's because glass was found in some bottles. The agency says it's a Class 2 recall, which happens when a product causes temporary or medically reversible adverse health consequences. Julio Flores, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news here on the President's Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, we are always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. You can go check them out by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, the first campus is in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here by me. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city of Boston, Massachusetts. In either case, You should go to the website first, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time. naa.edu. Go to that website. Take a look and see all the things that they have to offer. Notice their locations, Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Mass. Now, when you do so, don't forget to ask to take the tour. Yep, ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, the reason is because you are going to be able to talk to not only some students, but also some faculty, and also to the loan officers, the agents that represent the lending institutions. And if you're a civilian and don't have the GI Bill to cover you, you'll be able to apply for a regular student loan. And if you're in the military and you have the GI Bill, you should have already gotten your papers. And if you knew you were headed towards National Aviation Academy, you would have already started the process. And then they would merely help you finish it at National Aviation Academy. So with all that being said, go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And after you've gone there and seen what they're all about, give them a call and schedule your appointment. 1-800-659-8600. I'm sorry, that's my number. 1-800-659-2080. 1-800-659-2080, 1-800-659-2080. Give them a call, set yourself up, ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did. National Aviation Academy. And I think even Jeff recommends that, based on what he's seen. Okay. You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the United States announces the U.S. and Canadian investigations and the recoveries of the pieces and parts of the objects shot down over Alaska and Lake Huron. They've announced that they've recovered that and the search has stopped, that it's over. Now, last week, we knew that they had everything that they wanted to gather or had were able to gather off the coast of South Carolina, too. So there you go. Now, while the U.S. and Canada conducted systematic searches of each area using a variety of capabilities, they didn't find any debris, either for Alaska or for Lake Huron. Amazing, huh? Amazing. So what the heck did they shoot down? Well, here we go again. We don't know. They're not telling us. Oh, by the way, the U.S., well, we're talking about all those modern inventions and things and all that, right? The U.S. has spurred movement on artificial intelligence. The U.S. has launched an artificial intelligence military use initiative. Now, will it help the matter with anything? I don't know. Maybe. We'll find out because this is to be determined. To be determined. Now, Ukrainian battalion, more than 600 troops trained on the Bradley fighting vehicle, have completed that training. They've also gotten some other combined arms training while they were in Germany. Again, nobody knows for sure, nor should we know. We shouldn't be telling anybody, not the enemy, not us, not nobody, when those tanks are going to show up over there. And when somebody puts it in the media and says, oh, by the way, they're not going to have the tanks for about another month or two, you might as well just put a bullseye in the Ukrainian army and say, here we come, because Russia will be all over that one. But what do I know? Now, the Marine Corps has launched the testing of the prototypes for their new recon vehicle, the ARV. It's supposed to be adept at sensing threats around it. Wouldn't that be something? Now, again, that's your artificial intelligence, I think, coming into play. The Navy, by the way, the former Maury Hall has been renamed Carter Hall at the Naval Academy. They removed the Confederate name and replaced it with Carter Hall. Now, the Navy has also eliminated the COVID-19 vaccination requirement for deployment. About time, huh? About time. And it appears that they finally got their act together with that, although I don't want to speak too soon here. Gee whiz. It appears that they finally got their act together. So we'll see. We'll see where that all plays out in the scheme of things here. And you know, when you look at things that are going on, we've got our big tech and our weapons and our systems and all that that continue to fall into the hands of the Chinese. Now, we do know, to begin with, that some of this was actually sold to the Chinese during the Clinton years. And Biden was aware of it because at the time he was on the Senate committee that studied this sort of stuff, that was in charge of this. Now, did he actively participate? I don't know. Don't think so. But he had to know because we were selling them our technology. Now, also moving forward here, we were telling you about the Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas. Well, Alejandro must go. It turns out the Department of Homeland Security, Undersecretary Alejandro Mayorkas, is not only a serial liar, but also appears to think that he actually has the authority to decide which U.S. laws to enforce and which he doesn't. He's being backed up by the president on that one. But that's not true. It just is not true. All right, I hear the music coming up, so that means that we will have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, coming up here in just a momento. So don't go anywhere. By the way, I got my Spanish stuff going right here, I guess. All right, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Larry Elder is going to take us to break. Go ahead, Larry.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Kyle, I'll take it right away. By the way, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, Moss Acura offers the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're an EMT, a firefighter, or a police officer, or church pastors too, all get offered great deals on your vehicles at Moss Acura. Now, they're located on North Florida, right next door to Moss Nissan. Find them online at MossAcura.com. And remember, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and free tire rotations for life. So, MossAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, let's go over here. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
And you said you're all set to come down here and play a little baseball. No, I mean to watch a little baseball.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to catch a game, but I'm definitely looking forward to baseball season. It's just that there's no doubt about that. I mean, great for business down there in Southwest Florida, especially the beautiful weather that this time of year. It's great to be out to see a ball game, relax a little bit.
Now, I want you to listen to what I'm going to say because it's short. But when you hear this, I'm sure you're going to have a response. You ready?
Okay.
The U.S. government has been secretly tracking those who did not get the COVID jab or are only partially jabbed through a previously unknown surveillance program designed by the U.S. National Center for Health Statistics, a division of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The program was implemented on April 1, 2022, and adopted by most medical clinics and hospitals across the United States starting in January 2023. Under this program, doctors at clinics and hospitals have been instructed to ask patients about their vaccination status, which is then added to their electronic medical records as a diagnostic code.
Interesting. I just went and had my annual physical, and doctor, we were just discussing. He was actually asking this of my age. He said, when I get the shingles vaccine and stuff like this, and we talking a little bit about the COVID vaccine, and he said, yeah, he's not. He told me he's not getting any more boosters or anything like that. So I don't know. I don't know what information they have bound when it comes to it. I think. I don't know what type of coding it is. I mean, that's a code everything. Mm-hmm. But they do ask you about, everything that you have had or what you didn't have. I know when they asked me, when was the last time I had a tetanus shot? And I think that's just for, purposes, so they can kind of gather information to see, what's happening and what conditions might be going along with this vaccine or whatever it may be. So it doesn't freak me out to that great of a degree because, everything that they put on there is coded because that's how they handle the electronic records.
Mm-hmm.
And, I hope that they're actually paying attention to see what, if there's any lingering side effects or, what may be coming from it.
Yeah. Iran has reportedly enriched uranium to 84% purity, which is just barely shy of having a 100% qualifiable nuclear bomb.
Again, this is an issue. If that's the case, this is an issue that, quite frankly, Israel's right there in that neck of the woods. There's plenty of countries right there that, might have to step in and deal with this. I even have to believe that Russia is not even thrilled with this. I mean, you're going to have another country that's on your doorstep that has nukes. I don't think that they're going to be too thrilled with that idea either. So we'll see what's going to be done when it comes to this. Kind of hope that, the leadership within Iran would change sooner rather than later with the young population that they have and their grievances. But, they had the uprising happen there for a period of time, and then they seemed to be able to put it down.
Yeah, they definitely put it down. Anyway, experts are saying that Joe Biden's Buy America infrastructure mandate is impossible to do, and they won't be able to do it.
Well, I mean, it's going to be difficult to do, especially with some of the electric vehicle, stuff that's in there. Not to mention, some of the materials that come in for these electric vehicles and where we have to source these things. It's going to be very, very difficult. Well, not to mention the fact that you're going to be dealing with various different trade laws that we've got set up in agreements made with other countries where, you're playing the protectionism on this. They're going to turn around. They're going to start doing the same thing back to us.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a little joke with this one. CBS called out Bernie Sanders, for criticizing capitalism while he himself uses it.
Yeah, it's part of his gig. That's how he kind of operates to some degree. Pushing this socialist nonsense. Meanwhile, he's got a couple homes, and he was charging admission to one of his book signings, and it was at some party. It was $95, and I was cracking a joke on my show saying, "Hey, maybe he should." You should ask people how much they make and charge more to the wealthy people that are coming than the people and charge nothing to the people that don't have a lot of money. I mean, it's just stupid. It really is.
Now, I don't know if you've been keeping track of the bird flu or not, but a story popped up yesterday about the ongoing bird flu and the outbreak that has cost the government roughly $661 million as the outbreak enters into its second year.
Yeah, it's obviously a major issue. We feel it what's costing us, costing American taxpayers, costing everybody a great deal of money, just how much eggs cost. And that's, you know, it's very difficult to deal with. I mean, it's happened before, but this thing is it's lasting a little bit longer than usual.
Now, Facebook, who's owned by a group called Meta, right?
Yep.
Is going to roll out paid subscriptions to the tune of as much as $15 a month.
I saw this. It's like, well, it's like a verified check, you know, so you have to kind of prove who you are.
Correct.
And I quite honestly, I wish they had done that from the beginning. I really do. I don't have any problem with that. If you want to, you know, basically spend a little bit of money to say, you know, you know who is who's real and who's not real, based upon, you know, putting fake aliases up there and whatnot, you can kind of you filter your way out of those people. So I don't have any problem with that.
Mm. Now, we had another case where Starbucks is in trouble. 300,000 bottles of Starbucks vanilla frap has been recalled because it might contain glass.
Oh, boy. You know, something happened right there. Geez.
That's not pretty.
Not pretty at all. I hope it's not the case, and I hope it's just a warning there. I don't drink any of that stuff, but that can be a matter. I'm surprised they didn't pick up on that ahead of time.
Well, I don't go to Starbucks, so I'm safe.
Yeah.
Now, Amazon has ordered their employees to be back in the office at least 3 days a week. They want them working on the job at least 3 days a week starting May the 1st.
Well, I mean, I don't have any problem with that. I mean, you're asked to go to work, you're asked to go to work.
Sure.
I mean, I just, you know, your boss says they want you in the office, you go in the office. If you don't like it, quit. I don't understand, you know, what, you know, the people and these things that they say when, you know, oh, geez, I don't want to. Well, then you go find yourself another job.
Yeah. By the way, the Supreme Court is weighing the liability shield for Internet giants. I wonder what they'll set that at.
I'm sorry, what was this one?
The Supreme Court is weighing the liability shield for Internet giants.
This goes back to, I think it's a 1960s Supreme Court case. It's basically would change the libel laws, which would allow and make it a little bit easier for people to sue. You know, and again, there's some protections on, well, it's actually big protections if you're going after somebody who is in the, is a public, figure. Mm-hmm. And they want to push back on that to some degree. So, you know, the reality is that, you know, you can't go necessarily, you know, putting out, you know, bad information. I don't, you know, again, I don't really have much of a problem with that. I think that journalists could have to be a hell of a lot more careful when they're publishing things.
Boy, you are right. And that's part of the problem. They don't vet it. They don't vet what they have. All right, Chris, you have yourself a great day, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is where you go to find out more about what it is that he's up to. And in the meantime, I shall return. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.